older brother, he was came out, and they kind of had it together the way I understood it for a number of years. And well, not too long, I don't think. And then that broke up, and Uncle Frank was he was a pharmacist, really, by trade, and he was not a Westerner, so he went back east then. And so Dad then gave it up sooner or later. My older brother was born up there in the little cabin right up there on that Carnero Creek.
Now, how far is that from this town, from Del Norte? How far is that?
Oh, it's going to be about to the creek proper is about 14 miles. Uh-huh. And then you go up a ways. I'd say maybe 20 miles. Okay. You know.
That's called Gulch?
Yes.
What's a gulch?
Or canyon.
Okay.
Well, canyon.
Okay. Is it a place where water flows through?
Yes, it's a stream comes down there, and it was opens up into quite a little valley after you get up that way. And I suppose at that time, there was last time I was up there was some old remains of old cabins, but that isn't where Dad lived. He lived right down on the main South Canaro Creek and this other stream that came down out of Kubras Gulch were joined there, mm-hmm. right about at the intersection where he lived.
I see. When did they move into town? When did they move to Del Norte?
Well, they never did move to Del Norte.
Okay, but you were born. You were born here.
Yeah. But they were living at La Garita. Okay.
Okay. Did your mother come to town to have you?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All
right. And at the time, Dad had homesteaded a place out on the Carnero Creek. They call it La Garita, but there's a La Garita Creek out there, and then there's a Carnero Creek. And really, his place that he homesteaded was on the Carnero. Okay. And he broke that up from raw ground and plowed up Indian skull, white man's skull. It had been a battleground in the early days, and many, many arrowheads. Sister and I used to pick them up, you know, and unless they were perfect, well, we didn't keep them. mm-hmm. They keep them all down.
Yeah,
and we found hundreds of them.
How about that? That is really.
So when Dad passed away, my mother wanted to know what I wanted to. Of Dad's, and I said, well, I'd like to have his arrowhead collection. Of course, I'd been away from home for a few years, and I didn't know I knew he had quite a few, but he was pretty liberal with them. He gave them away to people if they liked one. Well, I said, well, go ahead and take it. And ended up, well, I got one long spearhead, and it wasn't one that I'd found at all, mm-hmm. or sister either, but that's all the arrowheads that was left. He'd given the rest of them away.
The place where you were born was a house then, or was it a?
Oh yeah, right down here on Spruce. The house is still standing down here on Spruce.
Okay. Was it a medical facility?
No, it was just a very dear friend of mother's, mm-hmm. And I guess the doctor. Well, I don't know whether there was a hospital here or not. It was getting pretty close, but anyway, mother didn't go to the hospital.
Okay.
But was in a tent, Dr. McFadden, which you probably hear about from some of the old timers, mm-hmm. was here. He took care of mother. He's back on now.
Did they ever have another person who would help with delivery, usually a woman? Did they ever have anybody like that around here?
Oh, I imagine they did. Yeah, I heard of them. Yeah.
What were they called?